This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was my friend William Vitalis singing his wonderful composition, Open My Eyes to the World. Well, we're in October, and October to me is always Spook Month. That's my nickname for October. And tonight we are going to be discussing psychic phenomena and afterlife and proof of psychic phenomena. That involves, of course, the sixth sense. The sixth sense is something that you can't see, touch, or feel. It's not made of wood or made of cotton or made of anything visible. It's that intangible part of us, that spiritual part of us that knows that we can have a sense about other people. Sometimes we have a telepathic experience. Sometimes we have precognitive dreams. It's very, very exciting to open up to your sixth sense, which of course is happening more and more in this millennium. This is a call-in show, and the number to call in and either ask a question about psychic phenomena or share with us your ghost experience is 605-475-1. No, that's to hear the show. I apologize. The call-in number is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Tonight, my guest is Reverend Mary Lynn Clark. She's the founder of the Inner Light Metaphysical Center and was raised in the metaphysical philosophy her whole life. And it's a center that is involved with International Council, World Council of Churches. She's done extensive study in the field. And she also has had a lot of wonderful experiences. So good evening, Mary Lynn. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Elizabeth. And thank you for having me on.
Well, it's very, very exciting. First of all, I want you to tell us a little bit about how you grew up in metaphysics.
Well, I was at the age of 13 years old. And my mother and father became spiritualists that were introduced to it by my aunt. And she introduced spiritualism to my father and mother. And my mother was a trance medium, and my dad was a healer. And so at the age of 13, I was sort of in betwixt and between, because mom and dad never said to me, you know, that you should go here or you should do this. They gave me free choice of what to do. And so this experience that I had when I was in a different religion, let us say, that I was being baptized. And in this particular religion, you are submerged into the water in your baptism, right? And so what happened is when I was submerged into the water, all of a sudden this came to me, this is not for you. And I was sort of startled when it came, the minister brought me out of the water and kept saying, this is not for you. And that I could hear this voice. I was so dumbfounded that I didn't even hear what the minister was saying. And so I left. And when I went to all different kinds of philosophy, I went to all kind of churches. And even at that age, I just didn't seem like I had a fulfillment. And so one day I asked my mother and my father if I could go to the spiritualist church with them. And they, of course, naturally said, why, yes. And so when I went, they were giving, it was totally different than what the fundamentalist churches were. And
oh, absolutely.
And this medium was giving messages. And she said to me, she said, when you get to the age of the end of your 30s, beginning of your 40s, you're going to do exactly the same thing I'm doing, but on a larger scale. Well, didn't you know, I thought that was as old as Methuselah, right? So anyway, I decided, no, I was going to go to college to be a commercial artist. Well, it didn't work that way, did it? Because my family moved to Florida, and I went to St. Petersburg to study under the late Dr. Enid Smith, who started a spiritualist college at that time.
Oh,
and
wow.
I studied with her and Reverend Lillian D. Johnson and so many of the people, the different mediums throughout the country. So that's how it started.
Well, that's great.
Pardon me?
I said, and then you were inspired to write the book.
Then when I was inspired, I went to school and I got out of college to teach spiritualism, which now they call it metaphysics, you know. And so I started classes, and I used to relate all these different experiences that I had in the psychic phenomena to my students. And so we used to have these classes that we development classes that we started. And so just recently we were having a development classes here in Florida, here in Ellington. And one says, Marianne, why don't you write about all these experiences you had? And I said, oh, I don't know. I'm not much of a writer or whatever. And so they sort of encouraged me. And my dear cousin, Laura, which you've been talking to, Laura Cassidy,
yes.
She, God bless her, if it wasn't for her, I'd have never had this book published. And I wrote it down, and she typed it out of all these different experiences. And everybody that reads it, it is quite an eye-opener to each one of them, each person that reads this book. And of all the experiences that I have had. So that's how it came about.
It always interests us when other people have an experience, maybe that we're longing to have. You have one chapter in here. There's two chapters I wanted to talk about. Let's talk about materialization first. Can we talk a little bit about materialization?
Oh, that's materialization is a physical phenomena. In the trance work that you receive in physical phenomena, the subject has to be really chemicalized to be able to produce that certain phenomena.
Good
now,
word.
In pardon me?
I said that's a great word because I do the work too, and I know that it's all chemistry, and
yes.
It has to be aligned. But I don't know if it's all physical phenomena. I think that you can create a desire in your mind and keep visualizing it, and it eventually your body is sending out that signal like a radio tower, and then you will actualize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same way with healing. Well, I'd say that a lot of people become healers, and then some would we call physical phenomena. But the experience that I had, and I believe that's in my book, that one of the experiences I had was actually the most important, memorable witnessing that I have ever had in my experiences. And may I tell you the story?
Oh, please.
Yes. My mother and I went to Silver Bell at that time in Pennsylvania, and we went to a medium called Reverend Roy Burkholder. He's since passed on. But he was a materialization medium. And, of course, they have a cabinet and that they have to sit in because they work with what we call ectoplasm. And that is where the spirit will form in the ectoplasm when it is secreted while they are in what they call a catalepsy state trance. That is brought from the orifices of the body. And so spirit, because they don't have a physical body, or even learning of vocal cords, that they use the molecular structure of the medium. And so, therefore, when they greet the ectoplasm out, it becomes like a form in the cabinet. The cabinet consolidates that. And so the spirit is able to form in that ectoplasm as almost like a ghost apparition. You know, it's not completely solid. Now, if they're well-developed, sometimes they can make it so it's it appears to be solid, but it's not.
We call it a light form, Mary Lynn. We call it a light form. It becomes a light form.
Yes, right.
Yes.
And so when it came my turn for the spirit to come out, and my doctor teacher, who is a chemist on the other side of life, very high soul, came out, and he said to me, came fully out. And, of course, at that time, they had this old fort, and they used to build these meditation rooms. And, of course, they didn't have a cellar to them. They were just flat cement.
What happened when the apparition appeared to you?
Well, when it came out, he said, he started talking to me. He says, I'm going to do something. He says that I don't want you to be afraid of. And he said, please don't. And so there was quite a few other people in the room. And he said, I'm going to do something. And he completely disintegrated right down, straight down to the ground. Mm-hmm. And you could actually see the ectoplasm going back into the orifices or into the solar plex, back into the medium, because they had the curtain open so that you could see this. And that was one of the pronounced memorial experiences that I have ever witnessed.
That's
of
something.
All the ones that I've been to, you know.
And
most memorable.
Psychic phenomena, I'll just say what it is, and then you can say what it is. Psychic phenomena is when you do have an appearance of an apparition or a soul that is not of the earth. And also, when he speaks to you, it's always telepathic response. And it's something that you experience, that you feel all the way down to the bones, and that you know it's really true, whether it's a precognition or whether it's an event. Some people have events when they're sick, or they have appearances when they're going through something traumatic. What is psychic phenomena to you, Mary Lynn?
Well, psychic phenomena to me is that you have different phases of trance. And so you have what they call inspirational trance, deep trance, and then you have what they call a catalepsy state. Now, what they do is the spirit chemists that work with the body from the other side of life, they have to work with the medium themselves to bring forth this phenomena. So what they do is they use the molecular structure of the body to be able to produce a phenomena. So if you're going to a catalepsy state, like my husband used to do a catalepsy state, where you go into that state where it's almost like a dead trance, where your heart and your pulse rate is almost nil. And they used to take him out completely away from the body. And while he was away out of the body, his doctor, used to his philosophy, would use the molecular structure of his body to produce a phenomena such as direct voice. And then when they would bring Thomas back into it after they were ready to alleviate the body, they'd bring him back, and he had no recall of what happened to him while he was in that state. Now, that state is called the catalepsy state.
Yes,
and so the only way that he could find out what they were doing, the people in the circle would take tapes, and they would tape the experiences that went on, and that was the only way that he knew what was going on during that time.
I'm surprised that the tape worked, because sometimes when you tape those experiences, the tape just comes out static. But you call it the cataleptic experiences, and I call it the body bending over to let the spirit come through the body.
That's almost the same thing, yes.
Uh-huh. It's this is how channeling works. This is how people are receiving messages from the other side. But one of the greatest right. things I think you said was that there are degrees of it. There right. are degrees of who you channel depending on your vibration. You can have a low yeah. spirit come in, a middle spirit come in. And my problem with it right now, Mary Lynn, in this day and age, is that there are too many mumbo jumbo new agers that think that everything that's said from another spirit is absolutely the truth. And yeah. I see a lot of people abusing that wonderful phenomena. They're abusing, right. and for some reason, there's some negative things that are coming through.
Well, that's the reason that that people, if they have any type of experience like that, should really get into a class of a competent
right.
teacher
they
that
need
can
a teacher,
teach
and there
them the positiveness and the well of their being, that they are taught to have guides and teachers and those around them, so that not any of these lower entities can take over. And that's so very, very important. That they know that they a lot of these people just go into these things haphazardly. They have no concept of what is taking place, and it's like almost like they're leaving themselves wide open to all this negative energies. And so therefore they must get into a circle or a class or a teacher that can show them, to direct them into the positive way of being able to channel.
That's true. And most of them don't want a teacher. They think they're too good and they like the money.
That's right.
And they don't want a teacher. They're perfect. So I guess they're going to have to learn in their own way. Now, I was fascinated from the cover of your book. I don't know how you ever did that, but it shows on the cover of My Life Experiences in the Proof of Psychic Phenomena, a photo taken of a woman that has five ghosts around her, and you can barely see their faces, but it's pretty neat. How did you do that?
Well, I had to get permission. Robert Cheney, who was a psychic photographer, and their organization, he was the co-founder of Astera Group in California, and I had to get permission for them to let me put this picture on the cover of the book. Because this is a spirit picture done by Robert Cheney, who was a channeler. And with how they did this, that picture that you see is my mother.
Oh.
And they go, and what they do is they go into a sort of a semi-dark room, and they put in front of a screen or background, let's say, and he takes these pictures. And the way he does it is, it used to be, the old cameras that they used in the movies, you know, where you had to put your head in and the cloth over
yes,
and you look
yes.
through it. Well, that's the way type of camera he had. And he even had the plates. And he was able, see, he was so clairvoyant that he was able to actually see the ectoplasm forming and actually could see the spirit faces forming over the people that were sitting for these pictures. And when he saw that, he put the plate in the camera, and that's when he snapped the pictures. And of course, then they were developed. Well, we come to find out that some of the people that are on these pictures are recognizable. And the one is my aunt or my mother's sister.
So you
and
knew
then the other was a dear friend of hers. And the other ones that we're told were our teachers and on the other side of life. Both my teachers also in there too. And we found out that he had taken a picture of a man that had a very famous Indian that decomposed in that camera, you know, on that plate, and that is now hanging in the Library of Congress in Washington.
Wow.
And so they were just simply excited about asking to put this on. I have the original picture, and I won't let it go. it's been years, and it's going to be a keepsake, and I'm going to hand it down to Laura.
Well, you know,
so
It's pretty neat to see this. And of course, a lot of people nowadays with the new cameras are getting pictures of orbs. And right. Sometimes my girlfriend was a bridesmaid before she was a bride. She was supposed to be married, and he died about 5 days before the wedding. And when I took a picture of her, she came to tell me about it. Yes. There was an orb around her, and you could see the orb. Yes. So that's partially what this is, although it's not distinctive the way that this picture is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that the infrared cameras nowadays on the modern type of cameras, that if the person were able to devote their time and the patience to develop that, that they could actually do it on that infrared camera.
So yeah, I think they could. Yeah. We have wonderful technology now. Let's go to your spiritual healing, which, of course, is what I love because I do that as well. Talk about therapeutic touch, and can you tell us more about how this works?
Well, therapeutic touch, and our concept of it is that we... it's similar to Reiki, except the only thing that we communicate with doctors and physicians on the other side of life that work through us. And the way we do is we help the healer to be able to communicate with these doctors, and that they're able to be able to work through these healers to give forth the healing that is needed for the patient that they're working on. And certain procedures that we do in therapeutic touch, what they call laying on of hands, is the energy fields come through the hands, and it is one hand has more energy and than the other hand. And so therefore we have different ways that we hold that, where we can draw the negative energy out, and then through the positive hand out through to the negative and throw it off.
And it's so usually the left hand has the positive energy, and the right hand is the one that you extend it from.
Yeah. Well, that I understand. That's what I tell my students. It's either the right hand or left. But in my case here, I have my energy is more in the left hand than it is the right hand.
Correct.
And I was really surprised about that, but other people say I felt the same thing. So I think it can be depending on what the energy fields is coming through. I know I can have my hand. And another thing that we teach, too, is that the doctors and physicians that take you over, you have what they call an outer band of doctors that are physicians that have at one time been doctors while they were on the earth planet together, which, you know, either in past lifetimes or even this lifetime, and heart surgeons and therapeutics, etc. And what happens when you lay your hands on the person that you're giving the healing to, the way that they hold it depends upon they are diagnosing the situation of the patient. Now, I know when I do healings, when I ask to call in the physician that's needed, of course, naturally through the universal energy that comes through, and I ask that they send the physician that is needed for that particular person. And I can feel them coming in and working, and I also can feel a change of vibration of a different healer that may come in to heal that type of what we call healing, the cause to the effect. And by doing so, when these different passes that are, you have a tendency, I told them, I said, you're going to learn the basics, but as you go along, your healing energies and your doctors will direct you to the very spot that which needs to be healing. Now, for instance, if you were healing an ulcer, let's say, but you have to heal the cause to the effect of that ulcer. So what we do, we know that it might be a psychological thing. So what we can do is we line up our third eye to the third eye of the patient that we're healing and mentally project the positiveness is needed for that soul so that that condition can be healed after, physically later on. So it's quite a procedure that you that they learn.
It is. It is.
Yes.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We need to get ready for our break. I'd like you to tell us how they can reach you, Marilyn.
Yes, they can reach me at the telephone. I believe that you have the number up there. It's 941-479-7234. And I also have the email, which would be LOCAP, Reverend Mary L. dot Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, dot com. So
great.
If they want in touch with that part to, you know, learn for classes or to learn about healing or et cetera, that they can call that number.
Okay, we're going to go into a break now, and we'll be back with Mary Lynn Clark after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your cosmic tip. What I chose for this week is my astrology report that I do on a weekly basis on YouTube, because this week is going to be both exciting and dangerous for everyone. Here is some clear astrological information that will tell you exactly what's happening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 10th through October 16th, 2016. The first 3 weeks of the month present an interesting combination of planets in social Libra, as well as a serious business planetary energy. That should be good for restaurants that specialize in business lunches, but not so good for weather conditions or politics. Get ready to expect the unexpected, because this is a week when Uranus is on the warpath. You will feel like you are riding a horse bareback with no reins. That isn't so bad, but it's a bit uncomfortable. As the pressure releases, there is an initial rush that feels sudden and out of control. But then you get a handle on it and start to manage the energy in a healthy way. Watch in the news to see if there's a struggle in oil prices wanting to go up and not go up at the same time. And the same is true for the Federal Reserve rate. On a personal level, the discomfort can come between your need for a relationship and simultaneously being way too busy for any relationship or friendships. Although most people seem to ignore the USA Columbus Day holiday on the 10th, it's also Canada's Thanksgiving Day, an Aquarian moon suggests that you use this time to try something out of the ordinary. Be eccentric, cook a new recipe, or invent something new. The moon is in friendly Aquarius through Tuesday and stimulates you to meet people and to try out new activities. It's great for sharing your ideas, creating win-win environments, and trying new things that are just outside your comfort zone. In fact, talkative Mercury is moving up to align with excessive Jupiter by early Tuesday morning, and that increases enthusiastic conversation and big ideas. Just don't believe everything you hear. If you can ease into your day on Tuesday, do so. Some people will hit the snooze button to dream under that energy of fantasy Neptune, and others will do a gentle spiritual exercise, such as yoga or Tai Chi. The latter part of the week brings potential difficulties if you talk before you think. Remember that others can be right even if they do it differently than the way you would have done it. Walking the talk is a good solution on Thursday because verbal Mercury and do-it-now Mars act together impatiently. Movement serves as a pressure relief valve to get your message across. Friday is the most playful day of the coming weekend because it's likely to be an early night when the moon is too tired to talk too much. The Aries full moon is on late Saturday night, the 15th. This is the full moon where you rebalance what you need for yourself and what others need from you. It is a push-pull between sharing with others and making time for your individual needs. There are several planetary challenges Saturday and in the week ahead, so pace yourself. Anything can happen now as we all expect the unexpected, and Uranus lines up with this full moon.
Before you go into fear about possible earthquakes or rude world events from this explosive planet, know that nice things can happen too. Uranus breaks up the old and outdated beliefs and behaviors. Uranus works towards the higher ideal, creating win-win environments for the good of the group consciousness. It is great for meeting new friends, organizing and innovative concepts and techniques, finding new medical healing, and exploring new organizations. You really just need to get out of the house and away from your daily routine now. Perhaps you're burning the candle at both ends. Over the next several days, aggressive Mars is aligning with destructive Pluto. Avoid people with anger or control issues now, or at least make your boundaries secure. Don't ever walk alone in the bad neighborhoods when Mars and Pluto are getting obsessive. Watch for some upsetting events in politics, as lives could be in danger or threatened. On Saturday as well, October 15th, Uranus will be making its once-a-year opposition to the Sun in Libra. In real time, this means that on Saturday, Uranus will be at its closest approach to the Earth. Uranus is well known as a symbol of freedom, as well as highly innovative scientific and technical discoveries. However, like anything else, it also has its shadow side, which manifests as shocking, surprising, creating sudden breaks in the continuum that causes periods of unexpected change. This Sun-Uranus opposition is particularly interesting because it occurs in the last weeks of a U.S. presidential election year and may throw an unexpected monkey wrench into the works. Remember, we're in the year of the monkey, according to Chinese astrology. Expect to upset all of your status quo. Watch the politicians in attack mode to get a hint about this energy. It could be beginning now. On the personal level, there is the opportunity to put constructive effort into building a new foundation for your life. Understand that you will need to release some old patterns, behaviors, or people in order to accomplish this. Think big on how you would like this to look in your life, but do not overextend yourself right now. The Aries full moon that begins late Saturday evening also gets into the act on Sunday the 16th, adding even more fuel to the Sun-Uranus energy fire. Every full moon is a time when the emotional tides are running higher than usual and hidden secrets come to the light. However, this one is even bigger and brighter. It's a supermoon and occurs in less than 1 degree away from the Sun-Uranus activity, creating a Category 5 energetic pull. This indicates disturbances in every field and augurs a universal case of disruption. If important parts of your chart are affected, call Elizabeth Joyce and she can cast your chart and tell you how it will affect you. Although these changes will affect you personally, most of us will feel it in effects of politics, in the economy, or in science and technology, or in all of the above. Take a tip from this stargazing message today and make plans to lay low, keep your eyes wide open, and avoid scheduling any important events this next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my fall calendar, because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all, on Thursday night, September 29th, I begin my intuitive awareness classes, opening to your intuition and psychic sensitivity. These classes are 10 in length, and they happen on Thursday nights, and they happen in my home in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. So if you're listening and you'd like to have information, the number is 215-996-0646. On October 1st and 2nd, 2016, I am giving a fall spiritual intensive. These are intensives that I've been giving 4 times a year for the past 30 years. They are designed to help you open your heart and to open up your fifth dimension energies, to open up your third eye and crown chakra to experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose.
The time to begin is now. These workshops are based on seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul and the new spiritual chakras and how to work with them. The abundance charge for each day is $100, and both days is $180. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under Calendar of Events. Everything is listed there for you. The third thing I'm doing is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is October 8th and 9th, 2016, in Newtown, Pennsylvania. I am working at Solutions with Honey, and we are going to have a class. The Saturday class, October 8th, introduces you to the new spiritual chakras one by one. And the Sunday class, October 9th, is the meditation class. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. I will also be giving readings and lecturing at the Psychic Fair on the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd at the Firehouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania. And for further information, you can check my website. The next date that I have booked is Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. This is my twice-a-year fall psychic fair, and it's always done for charity. This is where we have the community come together. We have psychics from the New Jersey and Pennsylvania area. We have wonderful vendors, and we also have body workers, people that are working on your energy to help you feel terrific. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Bring a friend. It's fun. We will have lectures every hour, and this particular fair benefits the Bucks County Veterans Services on the 5th, and the Breathing Room Foundation on the 6th. The Breathing Room Foundation is an organization helping to support families that have children with cancer. It's a wonderful, wonderful charity. So that's it for now. I hope that you will think about having these workshops. Again, you can go to the website new-visions.com, or you can give me a call on the 24-hour answering service, and that is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, October 16th, we have another wonderful surprise for you. Our guest is Frank St. James. Frank is well known for his psychic detective work. Frank has appeared on several of the top TV psychic shows, including The Psychic Detective and The Bio Channel. He is well respected and has found many lost people, lost items while solving mysteries. The psychic detective has worked with the police and the FBI for over a decade and usually pinpoints the answers to your questions like a bullseye. Frank is very popular, and he is always having a line any psychic fair that he goes to. People can't wait to talk with him. He is well respected and well loved. So don't forget to tune in next week to Let's Find Out, October 16th, 2016, and have your questions ready. This will be a call-in and ask your question to Frank show. We'll talk then. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more, there is more than a day. Between day and night, between black and white, there is more. Between the question and the answer, there's the silence of the sea. Between the cradle and the grave, there is the someone that is me. Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more.
Joyce, and that was Barbara Streisand with Between Yesterday and Tomorrow. And I just know that Barbara is singing about our past lives that are always with us in our present life. This is Let's Find Out, and my guest tonight is Mary Lynn Clark, and we are talking about all these things. We're talking about the proof of psychic phenomena. Welcome back, Mary Lynn.
Well, thank you, Ruthie. Thank you so much.
Would you talk a little bit more about some of the experiences, and which one is the most memorable for you?
Well, the one that was memorable for me was the one that that I spoke about in the materialization.
Oh, okay.
And that was the most memorable one that I know of. And so many of them, there's one, I'm a psychic artist. And I remember that this just happened just recently, about a month ago. And I drew this. I usually draw guides and teachers. And it's like a form of automatic writing, but they do it. I have an artist that works with me on the other side of life, and he guides my hand, you know, by energy. And when I did this picture, I thought it was a guide and teacher of this lady that came up to me to have a picture done, and I thought, oh my gosh, I said, this is, it looks like a young man. And of course my artist says, keep your mind out of it and keep going. I said,
that's
okay,
true.
You know, but anyway, to make a long story short, I asked her, I said, this is not a guide teacher, do you know? She said, oh, that's my grandson. And I knew that he was in, this child was in spirit. And I said, well, no, this is, she said, but he's living. And I said, no, this is in spirit. Well, I come to find out that her daughter had lost the son and never got over it. And so she went and she asked a friend of hers, do you recognize who this is? And I said, well, psychically, I said, I feel like he wants to tell his mother that he's with her and that he's with her with a health problem she had. And that come to find out that he was the spitting image of the child that there was in the living. Yeah, you see, and it was like confirmation. And she said that absolutely was a transformation for her daughter, knowing
that. That's beautiful. I love it when that happens. Also, you know, the modern world is absolutely convinced that we have visitors from space on this planet. Do you know anything about UFOs?
Yes, I do a little. I don't know too much. I have had experience with the UFO. I've had contact
with
the UFO.
When was it?
Well, this was when I was going to school in St. Petersburg, and it was a time that I had visited a little lady that my car wasn't working, so I'd taken to a garage, so she lived close by, so she had asked me for dinner. I said, okay, so I had to take a bus home, and it was in the late evening, not real late, but dark, and she was walking me to the bus stop. Unfortunately, she had poor eyesight, but she walked halfway, and all of a sudden, I see this thing coming across the sky, and I thought, well, now that's strange. I said, that's not an airplane, because it's going too slow for an airplane. And I said, it's not a helicopter, because you could hear the sound of a helicopter. And so finally I projected a thought, and I said, if you are an unidentifying flying ob, would you please come over to where we're standing? And the thing turned completely around and hovered right above our head. And I described what it was. It was round, and then it had like a sort of a, in the middle was light, and there was colored lights around the rim. And it just started to move off real slow, and it hovered between two trees. And there was a lady at the bus stop, because that's where I was going to take the bus. And I mentally thought, oh, boy, if she looks up there, she's going to, at that time is going to really. And that I no sooner thought that than that thing is at that third-degree angle just shot out of sight. So that was great. The experience I had.
That's neat. And what about soulmates? Everybody wants to know about soulmates.
Soulmates, yes. Not all the time are we incarnated together as soulmates. Pardon me?
That's true.
Yes, and we may have companions that we have to maybe do some work with, but as far as a soulmate, that your soulmate could still come back, but he might be or she might be on the other side of the continent, So it doesn't necessarily, but there are times when these two souls are brought together at one time or another, but not all and not every incarnation, let us say, because each one has to do their own work and their own development.
I think it's very special to have a soulmate, and I don't think sometimes they don't stay with you very long. I know I had my second husband was my soulmate. I could feel everything. If he was coming home from work, I could feel him 5 miles away. Yeah. There was an incredible connection, chemical connection. But I was only with him 3 years, and then he died. And all reading and what I learned from Edgar Cayce is that soulmates sometimes come in and show you love for just a brief time. But we have all different kinds of soulmates. Sometimes your father comes in they have mistreated you badly in a past life, and the two of you have to make it up in this lifetime.
That's
so
right.
As you said, there's different kinds of soulmates, but the true chemical lasting ones are few and far between.
Yes. That's right. There is a special connection there, with a definite soulmate. Yes, I agree with you.
Well, we're at the end of the show. What advice would you give to anyone that's listening to our audience, because they will be listening to this pod tomorrow? And how can they begin learning and learn more about metaphysics and they don't know where to start?
We all have that ability. But sometimes it's when that, you ever hear of when the student is ready, the master will come.
And that was said by Buddha, and it's my logo. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, always.
That's right.
And Buddha said that under the Bodhi tree.
I know that we have our services at the Cosmic Center of Light in Sarasota, and this young lady came in, and she came to one of our services, and she said to us, she said, I just have this gut feeling, and she says, I need to learn more and more and more. I have two students like that, and she said, I want to learn more and more and more. They had that yearning inside of them.
Yes.
That they're going with it. But 9 times out of 10, people won't acknowledge it.
I call it reaching out. But they're afraid of it. They think they're going to be hurt, or they've seen too much abuse by the gypsies and by the false teachers. Marilyn, we have so many false teachers. 95% of the people out there are false teachers. And it's
hard. I know it is because, because I said there's not very many. I told there's a student that goes to another center, and I said there's not that many out there that teach the beginning stages of what people know.
No, there isn't.
They're far and few between.
They teach incorrect work.
That's right.
They teach more materialism than they do spiritual.
That's right. And that's
patience anymore. You know, everybody wants to have their miracle spiritual penetrating experience. And I tell them I'm not McDonald's. We don't go to McDonald's.
No.
You have to work at it. Sometimes you have to work at it 25 years before you can have any kind of an experience. It all depends on where you are.
That's right. I know a friend of mine is a trumpet medium. He and his mother used to sit. And you know that it took him 7 years before he developed that phenomena. So, you know, people just don't have the patience anymore. They're too much into computers and electrical things and science, and they don't even stop to smell the roses. And it's so unfortunate.
There's no gratitude for what you're saying.
But I commend you for this show that you have, because you're reaching out, and that is so, so important, Elizabeth.
I want to know if you give readings. If somebody called in and wanted to ask a question, would you be able to answer it?
I'll tell you the truth. I don't do much phone readings.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe I'm nowadays, but before, you know, you'd always have people listening in. So if they're listening in, what you're doing, you're picking up their vibrations.
That's true.
If they have a strong vibration and you're not hitting that person that you're supposed to hit in contact with, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm an identical twin, and I'd often have readings, and they'd always read my sister through me.
That's right. Yeah. That's true.
All right, honey, we have to go. Please let us have your phone number again for contact.
Okay. Yes. It's 941-479-7234, or they can call the Cosmic Center of Light in Sarasota.
All right. Thank you for coming on and being my guest, and good night to you.
Okay. Good night, and love and blessings to you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're going to be going into our meditation. And the meditation tonight is Welcomed by the Mother, because I felt that maybe all of you needed to know that you could always get a hug, especially from our teacher, Nanda Mayi, the living saint. Next week, we have Frank St. James, and he's going to be answering your questions on the air. So please don't forget to tune in. Thank you for listening, and good night. We are always welcomed by the Mother. The Supreme Soul is pure and transcendent love. It cannot see a part different from itself. So there can be no question of forgetting. The Mother always remembers you, but your remembrance of the Mother is equally important. When you remember that you are the Mother's child, the child of God, and the son or daughter of the Mother, when you remember that, she is always with you. She sees all your actions and is your sole protector. She is your guide. You are remembering the whole, and you are recalling your real nature into the true abode. Mary, O my dearest Mother, I have stolen silently off to see you. Bless me, Mother. Bless your child. Some time ago, we were shown the love of the Mother. A woman was chosen to give birth to a son without marriage. The trumpet sounded, the angels sang, and the hearts were opened. We were shown that we would live forevermore because of this great birth. Mary, did you know? Did you know that your son would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make us new? That this child would soon come back to deliver you? This master has walked with the angels. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap, the dead will awaken, and the dawn will see the rising up of man. In the past, our human egos manipulated us into believing that we could change the circumstances of our lives by changing outer appearances. In truth, outer appearances will only change
if we can address the cause of the problem. When we deal with just outer appearances of a situation instead of what is creating the problem, it is like trying to change the reflection of a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. Monumental changes are taking place on the earth, and humanity is standing at a crossroad. We can choose to remain in the quagmire of our painful human misconceptions and miscreation, or we can co-create a new movement that will move us forward into the light. The good news is that this choice in the fifth dimension energy is easier than it ever was before. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently and continues on, the I Am Presence, the divinity within every person, is at long last reclaiming dominion over our earthly experiences. The divine intervention of our I Am Presence is allowing the heart of the Mother to work more closely with us than ever before. The selfless messengers of our Mother Divine are asking us to join them now in unified consciousness to co-create the movement that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth, which is her divine destiny. The movement, which we now co-create with the guidance of Amma's hand, is the movement of love. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together in consciousness and meditation with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's unify our hearts with the heart of the Divine Mother. Together, we will co-create a new energy of love that will be far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that are currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. Beloved Mother, we ask you now expand the ring of fire, burning away all that which is not love, and send down to us the divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart. Create from this sacred ring of fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that expands and expands until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of love floods the earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle in a wave of precious light. Energy in its healing, the love of light. This activity of fifth dimension energetic light creates an archetype that will form a pattern of perfection for our planetary movement into the heart of the Milky Way, manifesting divine love within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on earth. Our Heavenly Mother, all the divine masters, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am Presence of every person on earth joins together now as one unified force of divine love, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one unified consciousness of pure divine love. Breathe in. We now breathe in previously unknown frequencies of the love of God from every core of creation. Breathe out. Breathe in. Beyond the 12th chakra and the 12th dimension into the heart of every person on earth, this unprecedented influx of divine energy is now flowing through every heart flame, creating a symphony of love that envelops our souls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all her life. Breathe out. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth dimensional heart chakra, the 10th chakra of every person on this planet. The I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child becomes a power point of light, unified in the consciousness with the I Am Presence of every other person on earth, breathing in, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of the earth, as well as our solar system. The I Am Presence with every person is now the open golden door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is expressing the force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am Presence, every person is seeking the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. All of the new colors of the spiritual chakras and the higher cosmic tones are coming into play. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance which has gone into creating the present negative forces manifesting on earth at this time. Through the divine love of our Heavenly Mother, all divine masters, and the entire company of heaven, as well as the I Am presence of every person on earth, we are the energetic frequency behind the force field of divine love now established on earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile into darkness, and we are coming and embracing the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is our ascension. This is what our movement of divine love is attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively. We are being raised into a profound frequency never before experienced, the inner awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this planet Earth and her life. We are free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Our Heavenly Mother, all the divine masters, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every person on earth are now intensifying their light through every person's heart flame, the higher heart, the spiritual heart chakra. As the spiritual chakras open, this activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on earth is being permanently surrounded with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us to go into a higher order of service to humanity and into this high frequency of light, which will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth in our universal body as well as our physical world form. We accept this fifth dimensional frequency of light as beings of God as we are hereinafter called into service.